parola a Laura Schubert del corso di laurea in Human Rights and Multilevel Governance. Laura.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm very happy and honored to be speaking to you today. And as you can see, I will be addressing you in English, as I have not yet learned Italian. So I appreciate your patience and flexibility in this matter. Let me begin by saying that as a child, the word peace did not mean very much to me. Only now in my 20s do I realize the naivety and innocence that I was granted as a child. I'm grateful to say that so far, I have lived a very privileged life. I come from a small town outside of Toronto, Canada, and I am one of three children. My mother is Canadian and my father is German. We traveled around North America and Europe a lot when I was young. These trips encouraged an interest in the world that existed outside my own hometown. This interest in other cultures, languages, and people inspired my decision to study abroad. I decided to study in Italy because I knew the food would be good. My discovery of the University of Padua would never have been possible, however, without the internet. The internet has become the great connector and the supplier of all answers. The World Wide Web was created in 1989. I was born in 1990. There has never been a day during my life when the internet was not used by people to connect to the world around them. Through the internet, I have learned about Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Aung San Suu Kyi, and others. I have watched videos of violent uprisings and heard Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. But as amazing and vast as the internet is, it cannot provide us with the most valuable things, which is life experience. In October, I participated in the March for Peace from Perugia to Assisi. It was so exciting to be a part of something so big, something that united so many people. And even though I didn't understand any of the speeches or the songs that were being sung around me, I still felt like I was a part of it. It was one of those situations where the language divide did not matter. Because the meaning of peace is the same, regardless of where you live or what language you speak. The March for Peace was the first time that I'd been involved in a march or a protest. In fact, human rights is quite a new field for me. 2 years ago, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in environmental science, and I had hopes of working in the field of agriculture. But, as you can see, a lot can change in 2 years. After graduating, I spent 18 months living in Munich, Germany, where I found a job as a tour guide for English-speaking tourists. Each day, I was meeting new people from around the world, and quite quickly, my outlook on life shifted. The tourists that I met seemed to be amazed that I could simply move to Europe by myself with no plan and for an undetermined amount of time. I had not really considered the unusualness of my situation before. I came to realize, however, that most young people in this world may never have the opportunity, support, and courage that I had to explore the world around them, thus allowing them to discover who they are or who they want to be. Peace has always been so unquestionable in my life, something that was always there, so I never considered it. I want that for other people, for young people to grow up feeling secure and like they could take on the world with confidence. I realize that not everyone will have the same opportunities in life, but we should certainly all be able to live the lives that we want to lead. What we're doing here today, spreading the word for the right to peace, seems only rational. Pope Francis once said that peace is the necessary prerequisite for every other right. He's right. Without peace, how can one truly feel free to express themselves or be free from arbitrary arrest? Peace, a word so basic but holds so much meaning, is the foundation on which many of us have built our lives. It is when more people in this world build their lives on top of that same foundation of peace that we will be living what is described in Article 1 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. One of the first things you learn as a child is to share and to not hit your classmates when they knock over your tower of blocks. These first skills, considered to be the most important ones for children, are sometimes forgotten once adolescence is over. But although there are many who have forgotten these basic skills, there are still those who remember. The attendance in this room today is proof of that. By reminding people around the world what they have forgotten from their youth, we are taking one step closer to a world where peace is not something to fight for, but rather the norm. Thank you.
Thank you.